There's a new play opening in Honolulu that links history, family, culture, and modern life here in Hawaii. It's the final episode in a trilogy that started 25 years ago and has made quite a few waves along the way, actually. I had a specific reason for talking with the trilogy's author in Kaka'ako Park yesterday. The first part of Aleni Apio's Kamau trilogy debuted in 1994. It's a story of how Alika chooses to make a living as a tour guide after his family's fishing grounds are bought by a hotel. In the second play, Alika's cousin Michael returns to the family after a Malcolm X-style education on Hawaiian culture in prison. I went to Kaka'ako Park yesterday to talk with Apio because he knows the park well.
I went homeless for as long as I could to see what it was like. And it was the most terrifying, humiliating, degrading, humbling, and enlightening experience that I've ever had.
Apio says he learned what the human spirit's capable of from his friends on the street.
It's life unobscured. There's no veil. There's no courteous curtain. It's just in-your-face life. And that helps to be honest in my own writing, and I always strive to do that.
Gail Harada holds the literature seat on the Mayor's Culture and Arts Commission.
My students were just blown away by the characters.
Harada taught Kamau, the first play, for over 10 years in her literature class at KCC.
They felt that they could relate to those characters, they recognized those characters. It was just a well-written play.
Harada says metaphor, history, pidgin, and Hawaiian language are artfully entwined.
It also brings in all the tensions caused by the struggles to survive economically, to preserve one's culture. I think it's important for people to see that kind of struggle.
Speaking of struggle, Harry Wong is directing part three, Uapo. He directed the other two as well and says the plays somehow get written in the theater process.
Well, it's kind of a courageous kind of writing because Aleni, until he and I and the actors get together, he doesn't go to what he knows to be true because he thinks it's going to be too much.
Wong says in this part three, as in a mythic hero's journey, the millennial daughter/niece returns from college and must find a way forward.
Through what happens to Stevie in this last play, you see that at last the spirit is free to create again, to start anew, to no longer carry the burden, to no longer rage.
Oh, to be convinced of that. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.